all the sunshine is getting
there. It'll dry it. Yeah, it'll dry it out.
Y'all ever raised cotton or anything like this?
No.
To break up the ground for planting, you have to break it up with the
plow.
What different kinds of plows do people used to have?
Well, they had the middle buster, the turning plow, and I don't know much about that now. I'll tell you the truth, I don't.
You just heard?
Just heard them say yes.
What about something that would break up the ground finer than a plow? It has little teeth in it.
Harrow?
Were there different kinds of harrows?
Yes, there's different kinds of harrows, but I don't know. I just like I say, I don't remember much about that.
When you're plowing, the trench cut by the plow, you call that the
furrow?
When you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No, I probably did, but I don't remember. But what is it? Now tell me.
Lead horse or nigh horse?
Oh, yeah.
Or off horse? Or
now, like I say, my husband probably could answer them questions, but I don't know much about gardening. What gardening I've done is just help him some. And we raised some gardens when I was at home, but not a whole lot.
Did you ever hear of a farm tool called a lizard?
No. What is the lizard?
Not sure.
You're not sure? We'll just have to leave that lizard. No, I don't know much about farm tools now. You're getting me completely off.
I was just wondering, someone told me that's a word that they got in Arkansas.
Lizard.
You can pull things with it or something.
Well, now my husband might know, but I don't.
Yeah, well, they may not have it in this area. When you're growing cotton, you go out with the hoe and you sort of thin the cotton out.
Chopping cotton.
You've done that?
Oh, yeah. Very little. I have not. Well, I don't know if I ever chopped in cotton. I picked some cotton a time or two.
Just working for
just,
someone
yeah,
else?
Just picking it, you know.
What kinds of grass grows up in the cotton field?
Johnson grass, Bermuda grass, just different kinds of grass.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of fences do people have around there?
Well, years ago, we used to make rail fences. Did you ever see a rail fence? I know you have it sometime.
Yeah, I think so.
They made rail fences, and then there's wire fences, and barbed wire fences, and picket fences, just different fences.
The picket fences, are they woven together or nailed together?
No. The picket fence, now we used to have picket fence. You put railings, a top railing and bottom railing, then just nail your pickets to them.
Do you ever hear them called paling fence?
Yeah, they're called paling fence, but we call them picking fence.
Do you ever hear another name for the rail fence?
No, not that I can remember right now. What?
Stake and rider fence, did you ever hear that?
No, I don't remember hearing that. We just
was anybody still building rail fences when you were small, or was that?
Yes, oh yes. I remember rail fences. Honey, lots of this land out here, people homesteaded it.
Uh-huh.
And they'd cut the timber and make a rail fence around it. Yes, sir. They were making rail fences back when I was a little girl.
When you were growing up at West Monroe, what sort of work did most of the people there do? Did they work in town or kind of?
Well, you know, actually, I don't know. Like I say, lots of them homesteaded this land. They'd cut the timber, they'd sell wood. Now, I had an uncle my uncle that had this land over here.
Your father?
On the other side. My grandfather's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He used to cut stove wood. I can just remember Uncle Eric just cutting that wood and selling it. And my dad used to cut wood some.
Mm-hmm.
He cut wood sometime. Because, you know, people didn't have gas then. They
mm-hmm.
cut wood. But I don't really, the main industry, I couldn't tell you. Back then,